Bob's own British invasion. Vinny White on Studio 93. 93.9 Bob FM.
I went to New York last week. I had to go and drop a dog off. I had to go and see a man about a dog. So I want to tell you what happened, right? So I'm driving along, got my dog in the car, everything's all right. Quite enjoying it, sunny day, everything's great. Go to that border near Kingston, where you drive over the beautiful bridge over the Thousand Islands. Ah, sun was shining, trees are green. Ah, life is fantastic. I'm going to New York. How are you getting on there, dog? Chucked him a bit of marrow bone, he was happy. It was a lovely moment. Pulled up to the border, flashed him a passport. Could you get out of the car, please, sir? Absolutely not a problem, sir. Not a problem at all. Now, nowadays, if you're, because I'm not a Canadian citizen yet, I have to do all that rubbish about, you know, getting your fingerprints done, getting your photograph taken, pretty much everything apart from getting a set of rubber gloves on and being internally examined. I'm glad to say that didn't happen. Nonetheless, it's not a very nice experience. You know, you're in a room for a long time. They insist on calling you Vince, which is, I've never been called. I'm not sure where they got that from. But, you know, I'm not going to cause any arguments. It's all right. And then you have to pay a bit of money, which is all a bit weird as well. This is a post 9/11 paranoia, I suppose. I'll put up with it. How much do you want? $6. All right. Do you take Canadian? No, we don't. Well, that's a bit weird, isn't it? Right. So I'm starting to get a little bit irritated, but never mind. Okay. Well, I haven't got any American money yet. How do you want me to sort this out? So he says, right, what you need to do, sir, you need to cross the road that you've just tried to cross the border on and actually go over to the duty-free shop, and there's a money exchange at the back. You might know this if you've done this particular border. So I cross the road, get on my life there, get all my old money changed up. Got some nice spangly green dollars. First time I've been to the States since 2000, so I'm quite excited. It's nice to hold the money again. All right, I'll just go back over the road. And as I'm crossing the road, this guy comes running out. Hey! What do you think you're doing? Where you going? And I'm like, I'm just crossing the road because I'm... What? I'm just crossing the road. Oh, wise guy, huh? You're a wise guy. What do you mean? No, I'm literally, I've got to cross the road because this gentleman... Are you speaking back to me? Well, I'm answering your question. What are you, a wise guy? As I said, I'm not a wise guy. Why are you answering the questions like this then? Well, I don't know how else to answer. What are you doing walking around on the road? You think you can just walk around wherever you want to walk? Is that what's going on here? No, I want to cross to that building. Why are you talking back at me? So I'm losing it now. I don't cope with this very well. I've tried, and I said, right, why are you shouting at me? And he said, I shouted who I want. We have a right to uphold security. I'm walking, right, in a T-shirt, a pair of shorts, a pair of flip-flops, right? I haven't got a backpack. I'm not carrying an Uzi. Oh, I'm getting proper stressed now, eh? Getting really wound up. But you can't win with these people. I know that. So I thought, I'll chill out. And I thought, one of the things they teach you, like, if you want to communicate with someone well, is to remove your sunglasses and look at them in the eye. So I removed my sunglasses and I very calmly said, I'm sorry, my friend. I think there's been a misunderstanding. And it took me a lot to say that, because to be honest with you, all I wanted to do was punch him in the face. And I managed to do that. And he goes, I am not your friend. And put his hand on his gun! On his gun! What's he doing now? Then he starts scratching his nose to show off his pipes, right, in a shirt that he must have poured himself into. He's got his hand on his gun. He's shouting at me and he's saying, you walk in the designated walking zone. And I'm like, all right, where's that in? I don't know where it is. I'm just trying to get my passport. I don't want to fight. I'm starting to lose the will to live. Do you know what I mean? So I'm like, all right, I was just going, you walk with me, sir, you walk with me now. All right, where am I going? So do you know what he does? He took me over 8 lanes of traffic to walk round a bollard and then back 8 lanes again. All right, round a pylon, as you call it. Absolutely, completely pointless. In fact, if anything, if there was any danger involved, he made it more dangerous by making me cross the road twice more just so he could prove his point. I got into my car and I couldn't even pat my dog. That's how much I was shaking. I was absolutely furious. His name is Franklin, if you know him. That's the name that was stamped on his uniform. He's on the state side. I like Canadian border people. They're all right. This guy, God, eh? First time I've been in 8 years to the States, and that's my welcome. Thanks. Git. Oh, I did feel good to get that out, though. Thank you very much. After that, it was great. Americans were lovely. Everyone was really kind to me. Really hospitable. No trouble whatsoever. I had a lovely time in the States. No thanks to him. All feel better. Goody good. Tonight, a few clouds, a low of 7. Tomorrow, sunny with cloudy periods, a high of 22. Walk in the designated zone! Towards... What's happening?
What I'm going to do... We're going to make you a Vinny Witch.
Okay.
a Vinny Witch. Now, do you want something mild or spicy?
I want to go spicy, please.
You want to go spicy? Okay. What type of bread do you want?
I'll have brown bread, please, sir.
Okay. A Vinny Witch on brown bread. Fab will bring it in to you, okay?
Excellent.
And some sun-dried tomatoes?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, olives?
No, they are the devil's testicles. I would like to introduce my brother. Hello, brother.
Hello, brother.
Hello there. Now, I suppose really should we talk at the same time to make sure people know that we are two different people?
Yeah, because our voices have often been mistaken before.
Yes, exactly. So, say anything now while I'm talking to prove that
anything
you're...
Anything now. Yeah,
there you go, we've proved it. There are two of us. Ali White is in the building. He's a couple of years older than me, which makes him still young and sprightly.
Oh, yes.
And highly sexy, may I add.
Well, thank you.
That's all right.
People often say I've got a face for the radio.
Yeah, they actually say that to me as well, which I do find slightly upsetting. Right, so what have you been up to this evening? I left you in the comfort of my home. What have you done to the place?
I haven't broken anything, which
is good. Yeah.
That's very good. I had a lovely chat with your housemate, Marcus.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
He's a nice fella, isn't he?
Yeah, Ottawan, I believe.
Yeah, born and bred, mate.
Yeah.
But he has got, have you noticed he's got a slightly Irish accent?
Yeah, a bit of an Irish lilt.
Yeah,
he spent a year there.
Yeah, he loves the place. And it's, well, he must do if he's picked up some of the accent.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I presume he supplied you with a couple of beers as well.
Just the one, actually.
Okay.
Yes.
So you're not going to, you know, rant on and swear on air.
No, no.
That's probably a good thing.
Yeah, so we had a beer and a chat, and yeah, he's a really nice lad.
Yeah, good stuff. Now, you've been here in Ottawa for only a couple of days.
Yeah.
You arrived the day before yesterday, didn't you?
Yep, still a bit jet-lagged.
Yeah, and so far it's very difficult to get an opinion of a place in such a short time, but what's your vibes, Al? What do you think of the place?
Very short space of time, but it seems very friendly.
Yeah.
Very, very pleasant.
Yeah.
And lots of greenery on the outside. I kind of like it.
Yeah. I was thinking earlier, it is very much like bringing a girlfriend home to mum, in the fact that you're my mother and the girlfriend is Ottawa. I really want you to approve of Ottawa.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Do you know what I mean? I felt like last week before you came over, I said to everyone on air, my brother's coming over. If you could, you know, put your garbage in, you know, maybe cut your lawn, wash your car, just make an effort. You know, Ali's coming. If you wouldn't mind.
Spruce things up a bit.
Yeah, pull your finger out. You know, maybe if you see someone that looks like an Englishman, you know, say hello, for goodness sake. So people are probably making an extra effort for you.
Oh, that's good. That's good to know.
It's nice to know. Now, tomorrow, we're going to go into Parliament. We're going to go and jump in a river. Sorry, jump in a lake in Quebec.
Yeah, and, that sounds great.
And I'm trying to organise zip lining for Thursday. How do you fancy flying through some trees?
Yeah, that sounds brilliant.
Yeah?
Well up for that. Yeah.
Excellent stuff. All right, well, we'll keep our listeners posted on the adventures of Alistair White in Ottawa as we continue. And what do you think of all this, Lark? Me working on the radio over here? You've never been in a radio studio with me.
No, lots of buttons.
Yeah?
Lots of buttons. Aren't you just tempted to press them all at once?
Ali, I have no idea what any of these buttons do. I'm going to try this one. It looks nice. Oh, it works. 93.9 Bob FM. This is Bob FM. Every now and then we look around the world for those more bizarre stories. You heard of that game, Second Life? It's a bit nerdy. I haven't played it yet. Said nerdy and then yet, which makes me a nerd, I suppose, doesn't it? Well, I'm going to have a go. Don't knock it till you tried it. You know, it's one of those games that you play online and you become a little witch or a little hobbit and you live a different life to the one that you live when you're working for the government. And, I'm up for it. I'll give it a shot. But you do have to be careful who you meet on the internet. And the reason I say this is because a woman in Delaware has just been charged with plotting a real-life abduction of a boyfriend she met on that site, through that game, perhaps. So what happened was, this guy went on this game every night until he started meeting some characters. He met a woman, and I don't think this is any anomaly. I think this is quite normal nowadays, people meeting across the internet in all different ways. He decided he'd have a proper relationship with her in the real world. So they got together, And it wasn't exactly what he thought. Doesn't say here how many dates they had, but he broke off the relationship very soon after they met in person and had nothing more to do with her. And that would be the end of the story. But she didn't want that. Oh, no. Court's records now say that the woman drove to the 52-year-old man's house on Thursday with a stun gun, some handcuffs and some duct tape. She actually fled when he came home and discovered her, and before she could nab him and pin him on the floor and tape him up, he managed to call 911. Can't think why he left her then. She sounds reasonable.
Thank you so much. I'm having a great time listening to your radio station. I don't want to go home. I've been driving for a half an hour in my car.
Where are you going?
I'm on my way to Renfrew.
Now, why would you do that?
Because I'm a truck driver. I got to deliver food.
Oh. Is it illegal for you to honk your horn for me?
Nah.
Oi, mate.
Hello, sweet cakes.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. How's life?
Good. Oh, spectacular. Yeah, my husband just bought me a new vehicle, and I'm telling you, it's a dream car.
What is it then? What's he got you?
He got me a 2004 Ford Freestar, fully loaded. Oh, I'm ecstatic.
Well, I don't know about you, but personally, I've removed my trousers just at the very notion of you owning that vehicle.
Aw, you're such a sweetheart.
It's hot today, so I had the door open, and I heard in my backyard, I heard this, meow. I haven't got a cat, so I was like, whatever, must be a neighbour's. 5 minutes later, meow. 1 minute later, meow. So now I'm not very good at imitating a very anxious cat, but then it turned into what can only be described as anxious. Meow, meow. Thought it was a cat fight. But what's going on out there? Bit one-sided, I can only hear the one. So I couldn't read the same bloody paragraph over and over again without going out to investigate what this feline was up to in my back garden. And I got the shock of my life when I went out there. Little cat, right, little kitten, little grey, white, tappy kitten, wedged in my fence, head stuck through, stuck, strangling. Oh, my God, the panic that took me over. Oh, I didn't know what to do with myself. So, like any grown man, I went, help! Neighbours, help! Which there was no one in. And I thought, oh, man, this is me. This is my life. This is my decision now. I've been put here to save this cat, and he's in all sorts of trouble. Now, it's one of those, I don't know how to describe it, really, one of those kind of old-fashioned, traditional fences that intertwine. Yeah, so it's like metal wire, but with plastic covering. And he's only a little thing, but he's proper wedged in there, and he's having a right old panic attack. Now, what I should do is sedate him, but I don't know how to do that, and I don't carry a great deal of cat-sedating drugs around with me on a regular basis. I don't really want to punch him in the face, you know. I am trying to help him, but he's getting in a right panic when he sees me, right? I'm in a flower bed, right? May I add, also, I had bare feet, and I'm treading in his own crap, right? So I'm going out on a limb here. I'm doing him a favour, I tell you. He's stinking, because he's obviously having a bit of a panic attack, and I don't know what was coming out of his back end while I was trying to rescue his front end, but it wasn't a nice situation for me, believe me. And the fear of killing this thing, all right, it's only a little cat, it's probably someone's pride and joy. I can't do it. I've got to do everything I can. I haven't got any wire cutters. What am I going to do here? So I run up to the kitchen, get myself a bread knife, hack through my fence, but obviously I can't do it at his head level, because I might hack through his head, and I don't want to do that. He's a lovely little thing. So I ended up cutting my fence up, like, above his head, then intertwining it, basically ruining my entire fence. All the time, I'm actually... I can feel the squelch through... I'm not going to go into graphic detail, but believe me, I'm not in a nice position in this flower bed, all right? Little cat, right, he's having such a panic attack, and I'm trying to reassure him the best I can. Thank goodness my neighbours weren't in, because you would have heard, look, chill out, mate, it's all right, I'm trying to save you. Come on, look at me, stick with me, stick with me. Eventually, I managed to get the cat's head out by completely pulling apart my entire fence. But he just lay there, lifeless. It was awful. He'd given up the panic and given up. It was just like, even though he had this huge space to get his head out, I thought it was too late. And I tell you what, the guilt and the feelings that were going through me, I don't know how anyone works in a hospital on people on a daily basis, because I felt awful. Sure enough, after just when he realised the guilt was setting in and I thought he was dead, he sparked up, he looked at me and he bolted it like there was no tomorrow. He's absolutely fine, the little fella. I didn't know what to do. I mean, obviously, I took a shower because I was actually treading in his own feces. That was the first thing I did afterwards. But the relief that took over me was really quite something else. That was my adrenaline rush of the day. If you live downtown, I'm not going to tell you where I live because it's a bit personal, but if you live downtown and you've got a grey and white tabby cat that I would say is about a month old, I saved its life today. Yeah. They call me Vinnie Doolittle. Because I usually do little, but that's irrelevant. The weather is getting colder and people are shopping for fall fashions. Where are you off to?
I'm going to American Eagle to get jeans for myself and a hoodie for my boyfriend if he's lucky.
Excellent. Anywhere else after that?
Yeah, I'm going to Spring for some shoes, then I'm off to get my hair done at Salon Ravello.
It already looks nice. You can't make that any better.
I need my ends trimmed.
Let me have a look. Yeah, you do.
Thanks.
I'm Vinnie Wright from Bob FM at Carlingwood, where it's great to shop for fall fashions.